This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Shall we? Let us entertain you. Let us inform you. Let us tell you what you need to know. Let us bring you commentary. Let us clarify things. Let us do it. Let us do it. DJV, time 7 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. Jennifer had a bachelorette party. What is going on?
She's
with
on
that?
A bachelorette cruise this weekend.
No. Really?
Yeah, I'm jealous. They're going to have a lot of fun.
Is she the bachelorette? She doesn't know she's going to get married yet.
No, I think she's the maid of honor.
Ah, okay. Well, listen. You know what happens when you're maid of honor? That means you tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you, Doug. That's how that works.
Okay.
All right, so, Victoria, bring us around to what's trending, Cebu Play, in this hour.
Well, the big story is the weather. Well, we had a lot of weather stories this whole summer. But this one's Hawaii's Hurricane Lane. And this is the first hurricane that has hit Hawaii in 26 years. And even though it's been downgraded now to a Category 3 storm, which happened overnight, it's still unleashed torrential rainfall, flooding, and landslides are the biggest concern now. Some people have been trapped by the landslides. They've had to be evacuated through with helicopters. They've had to seek shelters. They had apparently yesterday afternoon, even though it seemed like the weather was just another nice day in Hawaii, they had the sirens. They have the, you know, the big weather sirens
like
going.
They sound like air raid sirens. Yeah,
exactly. And so it freaked a lot of people out. It was trending on social media. People really didn't understand at first what it was because there are still a lot of tourists in Hawaii, and people planning weddings and all kinds of things have been reported.
Yeah.
And so the landslides and then the torrential rain hit. Of course, large surf. So the conditions are really dangerous, and this is expected to continue now all through today and even into tomorrow. And this is just all happening on the Big Island. The other islands, of course, are feeling some of the residual effects, but mostly this is happening in Honolulu. And so it's pretty dangerous, they say. It's going to be the next 48 hours are touch and go.
All right, we have global warming. Here is climate change. It isn't often that you hear stories about hurricanes in the Pacific. The last year or so, we've had one. This one is pummeling Hawaii.
Yeah.
A lot of rain, as Victoria is saying. I have a business interests, and we have radio interests in Hawaii. And so I hear from one of the stations that it's not on the main island. It's on Kauai. And I was wondering if I'm pronouncing that right. There's so many vowels. One consonant.
I've always said Kauai. Yeah.
Kauai.
Okay.
So anyway, they say there that they'll be hit with 75-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of rain, but by the time it gets there, it'll be a tropical storm.
Yeah.
In the meantime, not only the islands, but imagine what it's doing. What happens in these circumstances to the shipping lanes, to the freighters that are out in the middle of the Pacific with no place to go? Cruise ships can maneuver, they plan ahead, so they're not stuck out there. And I think they do the same, but I'm not sure about that. The cruise ships, I understand and know what they're doing, but these freighters, you know, the oceans are loaded with freighters. We keep, when you think it in big terms about all the plastic and the garbage that's in the oceans, we think of the cruise ships that are all over the place and they're dumping their stuff in the ocean. But there are far more freighters than there are cruise ships floating around. Remember, most of, if you think about trade, if you just want to do the dynamic between China and America, the shipping lanes between China and America across the Pacific are loaded. In some circumstances, if you were to fly close to the water, you would see about every mile or two all across the Pacific in both directions freighters. That's how many. There are thousands of freighters going across the sea from, and again, this is just Japan and China, back to America and Canada, to a lesser extent Mexico. But then you think about what goes on in the Atlantic during hurricane season. All of the ships that go across from America to Europe and down to Africa. It's just amazing how many of these ships there are all over the place. And then, as I am pointing out here, you begin to wonder, what do they do if they're caught, if there are that many of them out in the oceans and they're caught in those storms? What the heck happens to them?
I don't know. That's a good question. I received, we've been ordering since we moved. We've had a lot of furniture deliveries and everything. And our dining table has been delayed for a couple of days. And FedEx said it was because of Hurricane Lane, which I didn't think would be related. But I guess...
Well, was the stuff made in China that you bought?
The table, I don't try typically to buy stuff from this. Yeah. The table's made in Japan.
Okay, well, there you go.
So I didn't even think about that really at the time. And then FedEx sent me a couple of notifications saying due to Hurricane Lane, we've had some delays. So I guess it came over on a big container ship probably.
Yeah. But when we think again about the sorts of things, so we talk about the waste that comes out of the cruise ships. Another point I was trying to make in talking about the volume of ships going across the oceans is what they do with their waste, with their garbage from the people, because each one of those ships has a crew of mostly 20, 24, 25 people that monitor the ship, run the engine, that sort of thing. But they have lots. They produce waste, so what do they do with it? They dump it out in the ocean. And that's it's just a huge problem. All right, so anyway, good luck. We hold a good thought for the people in Hawaii and around the islands there. Quite an eye-opener under the circumstances, because there's nothing to stop it. The hurricanes hit our coastline, and they go inland, and the mountains slow them down and stop them and kill them, basically, as it happens with much of the bad weather. There's no serious storm that travels up the coast that isn't affected if it goes inland in our country, or if it comes from the west coast, it gets slowed down by the mountains. And so, unless it's really, most of the storms also are low to the ground versus the regular weather that's higher up to 30-some-odd thousand feet. That's why planes fly at 30,000 and above, because they want to stay above the weather. Most of the weather is at 30,000 or below, and with the hurricanes, it's below that, because it's so, think about it. The air is so heavy. That's what, it's low pressure. The systems are low pressure. That equates to what we call heavy air, obviously the humidity. Ever been in, we all are East Coasters, down in the mid-Atlantic states, there are plenty of heavy storms like this. So Victoria, when you're in New York or that area, I'm up here in the Boston area. You know what it feels like ever before a hurricane?
I grew up two blocks in from the ocean, so we've had to be evacuated from our house growing up. And
I'm talking about the feeling in the air.
That density is insane.
Absolutely. And that's because the low pressure, when the meteorology people talk about the millibars of mercury and all that stuff, they're talking when the barometric pressure goes down, that means the air is heavy. On days like we are going to have here on the East Coast, beautiful weather, actually most of the country is going to have beautiful weather for the next week or 10 days, and that is that we refer to it as high pressure. Well, high pressure allows everything that has been held in to go up and out, because it frees up. So that's why the air feels so much better, because it allows all the air that has been here to just go up and out, whereas the low pressure holds it in. And that's why that's the difference. Okay, I have my meteorological degree, Dr. Doug Meteorologist here on DJV. Let me change my hat and put on my Doctor of Medicine degree to talk to you about the benefits of using Calitren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is one of those things that comes along once in a lifetime. It is something, we were talking to someone from Calitren yesterday, Kara and I. We were listening to her tell us about how Calitren not only is good for weight loss, but it also supports your joints and your bones, your body, your systems. If you have arthritis, you're going to love Calitren because of the main component being collagen, which is so good for your body. It's a protein. We all know that proteins are what keeps us all together. I hope we know that. We learned that in biology when we were sophomores in high school, hopefully. So your body is a temple. Take good care of it. Get a lot of support for weight loss. And not even if the ingredients of Calitren weren't good for your joints, losing weight is. So there's a double whammy there. You can go on and on and on. If you go to toploss.com, which is their website, toploss.com, you can look over all of the things that are in there. It's kind of fun to go through when we talk about some of these significant elements of helping our body. I go to the websites and look around and see what else they have or what else it does, because in 60 seconds or so, I can't tell you the whole story. I can just tease you into the information that's available on weight loss and, in this case, joint support. So why don't you find out the whole story and then get on the program, because it's so safe, it's so smart, it's so good, it works so well. Go to toploss.com, 10% off everything when you buy it using the code DJV. And even better, when you buy three bottles, you'll get the fourth one free. That's not the reason to get onto the program. The reason to get on the program is because it works. It's amazing. Stimulates your body to start producing more collagen like you did when you were a kid. So you'll feel like you were a kid. That's a good thing. Toploss.com, special 10% off deal. Check the box DJV and make sure that you get onto the program right away if you're concerned or want to be prepared for the holidays. Isn't it awful? We're talking about the holidays already.
Oh boy.
Be prepared. Get on a weight loss program so you won't feel like a big fat fish during the holidays. All right? Go to toploss.com for Calitren.
There's never been a better time to try the Sprint Network, because Sprint now has the Unlimited Plus plan. It includes the TV and movies you love with Hulu, music streaming with Tidal Premium, 15 gigabytes of LTE mobile hotspots so you can keep all your devices connected, streaming in full HD, and global roaming in over 190 destinations. And right now, you can get four lines of Unlimited Plus at Sprint for just $100 per month when you bring your phones or buy new ones outright. That's right, four lines for $100 per month. Make the switch to Sprint today and get the new Sprint Unlimited Plus plan. It's full of the features you love for a price you'll love. All on a network built for unlimited. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today to learn how you can get four lines of Unlimited Plus for just $100 per month.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu Limited commercials plan per Sprint account. HD content varies by device and connection. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
All right, let's get to the reality of Halloween being around the... I'm looking at an ad online for Halloween suits. Halloween. Ladies and gentlemen, it's August 24th. Good God, 21 past the hour here on the DJV show.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm looking at a picture of Aretha here. And we posted a lot of pictures been around of Aretha this week since she passed away. The story is out as to who's going to perform. DJ V Show has the list, and Victoria and Kara and I will go through it. Stevie Wonder, as you can tell in the background, is probably first on the list of people to check out who's going to be there. But there are Jennifer Hudson among the performers, Faith Hill, Shirley Caesar. I'm just going through a list here of all of the people. The Four Tops are going to sing at her memorial next Thursday. Gladys Knight, Johnny Gill, Ron Isley, Kiki Sheard, Kurt Carr, Gene Karn, Doug Karn, Ronnie McNair, L.J. Reynolds, Tasha Page Lockhart, D.D. Bridgewater, Jennifer Lewis, George Faison. And these are all people that worked with her at one point in time or another. It is an awesome list of performers anyway.
You know, Billboard reported that Faith Hill is going to be singing, too. And I thought that was at first a typo, but I guess not.
Yeah,
that's a bizarre one. Unless they had a connection that we just don't really know about.
All right, so
but
this
then
gives
Chaka Khan, that makes a lot of sense.
So
Yolanda Adams also makes sense.
It's not a better song around anywhere than... I guess I'm not going to get that cranked up.
What was it?
Because Isley, This Old Heart of Mine.
Oh, that's a great song.
You got to get it before I change songs.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you. So that's the list. As you know, the people that... maybe you don't know that Louis Farrakhan is going to be there. I don't know what a relationship with him is. I've always found him to be he's somebody I would cross the street and stay with him, and not because he's black, but because of his whole shtick. But anyway, lots of great people. I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversation about this leading up to and on the day of her funeral next Thursday. Aretha Franklin in the focus. Also, as long as we're in the passing on to better and happier moments, perhaps, depends on how well you've lived in this life. Ed King, former member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, has passed away at the age of 68. He's a guitarist.
the post on Facebook from his family, quote, "It's with great sorrow we announce the passing of Ed King, who died at his home in Nashville on the 22nd. We thank his many friends and fans for their love and support during his life and career. Cars not announced. He came from Glendale, California, back in the late 40s, member of Lynyrd Skynyrd from 72 to 75, and then again from 87 to 96. Credited with co-writing the anthem Sweet Home Alabama, to which you are listening. His voice counting down 1, 2, 3 at the top of the track, as well as co-writing the music for songs, for example, Saturday Night Special, Mr. Banker, Poison Whiskey. He joined Lynyrd Skynyrd in 72 after co-founding the psychedelic group The Strawberry Alarm Clock. They were fabulous. For those of you who don't know, anybody who's ever paid attention to
I've never heard of them, but it makes, I like psychedelic rock, so it makes me look into it.
Yeah, just Strawberry Alarm Clock was so much fun. Incense and Peppermints was their big song, and their label was like pink with stars flitting out all over the place. He played bass on first three albums from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd was the first one. 74 Second Helping and 75's Nothing Fancy. Here's a guy who had some impact. Nobody knew his name, but he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame alongside other folks. He was forced to leave the band because of complications from heart failure. He went successful heart transplant in 2011. Anyway, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer in 2011. So that's his story, Ed King passing away from Lynyrd Skynyrd. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Environment shape lives. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment plays a role in how we develop. Don't think so? Try sitting in a dirty prison cell in solitary confinement for a week. Think it will have an effect on you? How about going to a posh vacation spot for the same amount of time? Although we are a combination of genetics and environment, there's certainly no doubt that the environment plays a huge role in how we experience the world. So, be mindful of the environment around you. Be mindful of the music you listen to, the visual stimuli that bombard your eyesight most frequently, and the people you listen to and are around the most. Because the environment you live in is playing a role in shaping how you experience and live your life. For more awareness about the world around you, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says Paul Manafort is not really a criminal. However, Giuliani is urging President Trump to wait until the Russia investigation is over before considering a pardon for Manafort. Giuliani telling the New York Daily News, Manafort is hardly a menace to society. The president's former campaign chairman was found guilty this week of 8 felony counts of tax and bank fraud. Hurricane Lane is whipping the coast of Hawaii. It now may miss the Big Island, but the other islands could be getting the worst of it.
Hurricane Lane is still a dangerous and powerful storm, and so we are asking all of our residents statewide to pay attention, listen to the updates and the forecast.
That's Hawaii's governor, and this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
August 24th, how do you do? It's nice to have you along for the ride. Doug and Victoria and Kara Jennifer are off today. The DJV show on the air celebrating National Waffle Day. This will be something I'll celebrate. Got some gluten-free waffles. Waffles go back to ancient Greece, where actually they can be compared to, or the timeline is about the same as pizza. This is the symmetrical honeycomb shape was not perfected as we know them now until the 1800s. The reason that we celebrate National Waffle Day on August 24th is because on this day in 1869, a fellow named Cornelius Stalwart got the first patent for a waffle iron. Those things are fun. Ever stick your hand in one when I was a kid? I wanted to feel like, so I stuck my hand and put the top down and got burnt. That's why my finger looks like a waffle these days. Americans over the age of 65 seem to be the biggest fans of waffles. 90% of the people surveyed over the age of 65 expressed love for waffles. 6 out of 10 Americans think waffles are best with fried chicken? Who thinks that? Who?
Chicken and waffles.
Among us thinks that waffles and chicken
Are you nuts? That's what a sacrilege that is.
That's a big thing in California,
syrup.
Too.
I know it is. Yeah, yeah, you see them all
I've never
over.
Had it, honestly. I've never had it. It doesn't appeal to me, really.
No.
I like this. I like salty and sweet together, but I don't know. Fried chicken and waffles doesn't really appeal to
the
me.
The king of waffling is the Waffle House, and you won't find any fried chicken next to waffles on the Waffle House menu.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I'm not totally convinced of that.
Did you like, ladies and gentlemen, did you like that chorus? Are you sure? Both of them said to me, are you sure? Just like that. It was like they orchestrated, like they rehearsed it. Are you sure?
We should have a buzzer for when you say things that we doubt.
Are you sure?
All right, people in the news. Let's talk about Lisa Brennan Jobs, who's got a book on the New York Times bestseller list, doing a number on her father. Why do people feel like they have to do this after people in their family are dead? This is an autobiography. First of all, I don't know why I would care about her. I don't know anything about her other than she's Steve Jobs' daughter. Do you know anything about her?
I didn't even know he had a daughter, honestly.
Okay. So is this a bunch of baloney? Why do this is
know.
Something? And then the New York Times. I'm looking at the New York Times now, and it's all full of this story about what a bad father he was, and how the stepmother said we're cold people, so we don't say goodnight to each other. I mean, what? Who? Don't give me
you know. But the truth is, though, is it surprising? He was a very complicated person. He was
no,
a genius.
No, it's not surprising at all. No,
and
right.
You know, and his interpersonal skills were seriously lacking.
Questionable.
I think that's probably putting it nicely.
Yes.
So,
right.
You know, I don't know. It's. Right. I'm sure she has. Obviously, she still has a lot of resentment built up about her father. So maybe
yeah.
This was her way of getting it out.
Maybe that's why Omarosa, she may have, what has she got for resentment? Her book, this one by Jobs, is in the top 10. Omarosa's book is number one on the
that
New York Times bestseller.
That is shocking to me.
Unhinged,
that really is.
Called. Burn every bridge that you ever crossed. That's what she's doing.
Yep.
All to sell a book?
Well, it's
so,
working.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm really surprised by this, and the reason for that is it's not just... I don't like Trump, but this is not a book that I care about because I don't think she's a reliable source. I can't even believe that people are buying this book and they want, I don't know. How do you trust Omarosa? No one can trust Omarosa. So why would you want to buy a book? And it's already been fact-checked, and there are so many misstatements and untruths in it. I don't know. I don't know why anyone's buying this book, but apparently a lot of people are, so...
All right, I had another big name, Elon Musk. Apparently there's a concern about him and insider trading. Did you see this? Have you heard that story? He bought, I don't know, millions or billions of dollars worth of his own stock, and then he announced he was going to go private. So the value of the stock
yeah,
went
so
up.
Yeah, I did hear about so that.
Now
SEC
people want to go after him for insider trading. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, but... Anyway, there are a lot of cracky, strange people around. I think of that list, though, I have a lot of respect for Musk and what he accomplished, and Jobs
yeah.
as well, in terms of the business world. But as human beings,
right.
You know, you look at, you can't be perfect. Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way? So, Omarosa, we can kiss her a butt goodbye. All right, here's a story... It sort of is a follow-up in a manner of speaking. Marco Rubio, who's not somebody that any of us much care for. I don't, anyway. I think he's not as bad as Cruz the loser, but close. So you remember last week I was telling you the story. If you don't remember, I'll tell you the story so you'll get yourself sort of acquainted with what's going on. There is a radio station upon which this program used to be heard back in its early incarnation, the Mighty 690 Extra Radio, down right over the tower, is literally 400 yards from the United States border in Tijuana. So,
really?
Yeah. And 77,000, a big, huge signal that covered all of Southern California all the way up to Los Angeles. So... It was great to be on that station. Now the station is in different hands. It's been a sports station for quite a long time, and now there are Chinese interests who are not. They're not. Well, they're kind of trying to buy it. The company is H&H Group, which is a Chinese government connected company, that is going to not only try to buy the station, but because Mexico doesn't have the sort of ownership regulations that we do, you can't be a foreign entity and own a radio station in America for fairly obvious reasons.
Oh, this is not on the U.S. side of the border.
No, no, no. This is on the Tijuana side.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Did I not make that clear?
No, you probably did. I just skipped that part, I guess.
Right. So on the other side of the border.
Okay.
So the Chinese and the Chinese government want to broadcast Chinese propaganda, basically, on the station into Southern California. And so Marco Rubio, it seems, the first one to have woken up to this, and he said, quote, the FCC must protect American security and economic interests and deny any attempt by the Chinese government to broadcast communist propaganda in the U.S. Now, that may be overdoing it a little bit in terms of what's going to be on the air programming. But still, the Mexican, the radio station is now owned by a subsidiary of a Spanish radio group. And they're in financial trouble, so the Chinese have come in and said, okay, we'll take over the lease for you, but we're going to broadcast some kind of Chinese programming.
It would seem that because the signal goes that far into California, I'm surprised that an American group hasn't tried to buy it.
Yeah, I am too.
It sounds like that's a valuable signal to have.
Yeah, it is a valuable signal to have. A very influential
signal. Why don't you buy it?
That's, as soon as we start making a profit here again, maybe that'd be a good idea. Thanks for the idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of profit, Snoop Dogg, another personality, if you will, in the news. Snoop Dogg has a new cookbook out, and the title of the book is From Crook to Cook. How about
that's an
that?
Awesome title. That's one of the best cookbook titles ever, maybe.
From Crook to Cook. Comes out in October. His marijuana habit is part of, I guess, his charm. He shares recipes for snacks that satisfy the munchies with recipes he says will be cannabis-free. Well, all you have to do is chop the stuff up and put it in whatever you're making, and you got cannabis in it. So he shares everything from fine dining to gin and juice recipes, From Crook to Cook, a compilation of his favorite dishes, favorite drinks, favorite meals. He says, quote, you know, it's blazing up in my kitchen. I'm taking the cookbook game higher with a dipped and whipped collection of my favorite recipes. You dig?
So he did that show with Martha Stewart. Do you think she'll be featured in his From Crooks to Cooks cookbook?
Yeah. Right.
Maybe.
That was an Emmy-nominated show, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to watch it, Doug? It was actually really entertaining. They worked together.
The Potluck Dinner Party.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Martha Stewart's always had quite a good sense of humor. And she's pretty good, I don't know, actress is how you define her, but she's a good personality. And
she definitely played along well with
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she played well.
Yeah.
Good money in it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another person.
I think they genuinely
like
each other.
Yeah, they
really
seem to
like
be. Yeah,
other.
I agree with you. I saw it a couple of times. They seem to be getting along. I just can't, I don't get him. I don't get him. He's not my cup of tea, let's put it that way. I do get why he is, because he's got a sense of humor. He reminds me of Chappelle, and I don't know why, but he and Dave Chappelle, I think Chappelle's sharper than Snoop Dogg, but the two of them kind of, I don't know, they seem to, there's something in my mind anyway that puts two of them together. Here's a lady's name. Her real name is Reality Winner. Reality Winner. Federal judge sentencing her to 5 years in the slammer. She leaked classified NSA reports about Russian hacking. She accepted the plea deal with prosecutors after admitting to leaking the report to the some magazine called The Intercept. I don't know what that is. What is The Intercept? Anybody know? Is it some kind of political thing?
It's some sort of, you know, hacking site.
Whatever. Yeah.
Like
she told the court that she, quote, had no intention to harm national security. Huh?
What are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for asking the obvious question.
Yeah.
Victoria, what are you doing?
Do you want one more person in the news? It's kind of funny. We haven't really talked about it. So we've been talking a lot this week, you know, Manafort and Cohen and all that stuff has been in the news. So another story, the indictment of a California Republican representative, Duncan Hunter, and his wife, Margaret.
Yeah.
So we haven't really talked
much
about that.
He's very well known. I actually know him. I'm surprised. Well, I don't know if I'm surprised. You know,
well, they're accused of using $250,000 of campaign funds to furnish their lavish lifestyle, including a $14,000 Italian vacation, dental work, things like that. So they pleaded not guilty yesterday. And then in an interview, Duncan Hunter, the husband, he went on Fox News and literally threw his wife under the bus. He said, quote, she was also the campaign manager, so whatever she did, that'll be looked at, too, I'm sure.
Lovely.
I didn't do it.
Wow.
Can you imagine what
I love
conversation
my wife,
at dinner is?
Oh, my God. Knives. Woof.
Yeah.
That is, wowie, zowie. I hadn't heard that. I'd heard that they were in trouble, but I didn't hear that side of the story, so thank you for that update. The update on Molly Tibbetts' autopsy results, homicide resulting from multiple sharp force injuries. Sharp force injuries, things caused by pointed or sharp objects, duh. She was stabbed to death. The fellow who's accused of it, Christian Rivera, said he remembered getting mad at her. What happened afterwards was blocked from his memory. Huh?
Convenient. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He said he blacked out, and then when he came to, she was in the trunk, bleeding. Now, I don't know if she was still alive at that point, and then he left her body in a cornfield and covered her up. So I don't know if she was still alive then or if she had already bled to death. And I don't know. It's horrible, but ugh.
Well, anyway, the bottom line is that the prosecutor said the motive is unclear. Quote, I can just tell you it seems that he followed her around, seemed to be drawn to her, especially on that day, for whatever the reason he chose to abduct her. So, nice stories. All right, let's have something that's good for you. Another focus on something that really is good for you. Life Change Tea. Your body's primary defense center resides in your gut. Thus, all the gut practitioners, the GAPS people. We have Dr. Jack Stockwell here, who's an expert, a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife in their clinic in Salt Lake City have looked over the things in Life Change Tea, found them to be A-plus because they're all grown. The teas are all grown here in America. They're all natural. They're all organic. And then the blends are done here in America as well. Life Change Tea cleans your gut. It's a gentle daily cleansing routine that Victoria and I both swear by. The food's different now. We know that. So we need to get the pesticides, the herbicides, all that residue that's in your body, get it out of your body. And that's what Life Change Tea does. It will affect you in oh so many ways, and all of them are good. Get the discount code DJV, so the shipment to you is free when you go online, to getthetea.com and order your Life Change Tea to change your life, change your body, change how you feel. That's what this does. It seems almost too good to be true, but the benefits are superb. GetTheTea.com is the website. GetTheTea.com, discount code DJV. They ship it to you without cost. Change your life. Have a sip of Life Change Tea.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time for us to think about what's been going on this week in the world of technology as Doug Steffen presents Victoria Keevan and her top five items from the world of technology and how they impact you. Starting at number five, we'll work our way to number one, the folks at Facebook versus the Housing and Urban Development Department. This ought to be a good one. What do we have here, Victoria?
This is two things that you don't expect in the same sentence, right?
Right.
But federal regulators are alleging that Facebook's advertising tools allow landlords and real estate brokers to engage in housing discrimination. They allege that Facebook, through their algorithm and their targeted ads, it allows advertisers to exclude certain audiences based on if they're disabled, on their race, their religion, things like that. And so the government says that they're now trying to figure out if Facebook is if they're a content creator or if they're merely a transmitter of user content. And that's really the splitting of those hairs is really going to affect the outcome of this. So if they are content creators, then I believe they're on the hook for this. And if they're not, then they're just merely the messenger. And so they won't have any ramifications.
All right, number four on our list, a focus on Netflix.
Netflix has confirmed that they have begun testing a new ad experience. Hello, it's a commercial. Yeah. And a lot of people who have been who are testing this software out now, they're not liking it. Essentially, what happens is if you're binge-watching a show, before it goes on to the next episode, it's now forcing you to sit through a trailer for a different Netflix show, and there's no way you can opt out of it. So a lot of people on Netflix have been taking to social media this week to let Netflix know that they are not happy with that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep.
All right, next up, Instagram This is, it's almost every week we have either Facebook or Instagram in the top five. What's the story?
Well, Instagram, back in April, they took a pretty strict action against a particular class of drug-related hashtags. So they started eliminating hashtag OxyContin, fentanyl, and opiates, and now they've taken it one step further. In the past, you could still find some of those posts. Now, even if you try to search any of those hashtags, everything has been removed. The reason that they did it is because the FDA said that social media platforms like Instagram are harboring dark web players and dealers. And these are not like kingpins. These are street-level dealers who are selling, OxyContin and fentanyl and on all the opioids that, unfortunately, so many people are addicted to. So now Instagram doesn't want any part of that, and so they've really cracked down on it, which I think is great. So kids don't have access to that.
All right, number two on the list going to number one, the FDA... And this app.
Yes, the FDA has approved the first smartphone app for contraception. It's called Natural Cycles. And so what happens is every morning women use this digital thermometer that is attached to the app to take basal body temperature, which is a sign of ovulation. And so you're supposed to take your temperature every morning, log the data into the app, and then apparently the app will tell you, watch out on days that you're fertile if you're trying to not get pregnant, and if you are wanting to use it to get pregnant, then it'll tell you days to, get busy. So it's $79 a year, and it's another $10 a month to use the thermometer. A lot of women, this was a big story amongst women this week, a lot of women do not trust a smartphone app. A lot of doctors have come out saying, especially for younger women, if their menstrual cycles aren't really regular yet, that usually happens with age, that this could just really be a disaster. Sweden tested something similar to this, and they approved it, and there were something like 30-something unwanted pregnancies as a result of it. So this is not getting my endorsement, Natural Cycles.
Didn't sound like
but
it.
Hey, if you want to use it to get pregnant, then go for it. It's expensive, but, hey.
Yeah. All right, number one, very significant because it shows you, or you'll hear, if you haven't heard this story, what a bunch of buzzards the Verizon people are.
Yeah, as wildfires raged in California this summer, one fire department's response was impeded by an unexpected problem, data throttling. Now, what that means is their data speeds were slowed down to the point that they couldn't even connect with each other while these fires are raging, and the Santa Clara Fire Department was trying to communicate, and they couldn't use their cell phones. None of the data was working. They called Verizon numerous times and said, hey, we've got unlimited data, we're paying for this, why are you throttling our speed? Verizon wouldn't fix the problem until they upgraded to another more expensive package, and then the fire department was finally able to get speeds that were fast enough to help them communicate and figure out how to get to the fire effectively. This is exactly what we feared when net neutrality was repealed, and these are types of stories that we're going to be hearing a lot more of if states don't intervene and stop companies like Verizon and AT&T from doing this.
They really are a bunch of crumb bums. I'm trying to tell you, they are the worst. Unfortunately, they have the best coverage, but they are dealing with cretins when you deal with that bunch.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.